I think for me, it's places in my life where I suddenly feel lighter. You know, where I've been able to set something down that I didn't even realize I was carrying.
Yeah.
So maybe as we go back into this, we just sort of pay attention to that, that if all of a sudden we're going back to something and it feels really heavy,
yeah,
then maybe we pause and say, okay, is this something I really need to pick up again?
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Welcome back to More Than Small Talk. We are glad to be back with you. And this week, we are talking about not going back. We are all ready to move forward, but there are things that we want to leave behind. So we travel a little lighter when we do. So that's what we want to talk with you today about.
Yeah. So like last week, as we were talking, it was the things that were changing, kind of the new normal. And now having taken a look at that is saying, hey, I am not going back to some of these things. So confession question, pull your girlfriends close, ask them this question. What do you not want to go back to when this is over?
Two things that jump out to me are the pressure that I used to put on myself to do everything and be all things to all people. And the second thing is my tendency to hurry through and rush. Those are the two things that I don't want to go back to. I don't want to rush everything out on what's right in front of me, trying to get to the next thing. And I definitely don't want to add that pressure back to myself, because I was, before all of this, I felt like I was going into burnout in such a major way. And I don't want to go find myself in that same situation 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road when everything is somewhat normal. So that's just preventing burnout is my biggest goal.
Yeah. Holly? Yeah.
You know, one thing I realized the other day, and it was a big aha for me because I've talked about it a lot on this podcast, is since this has been going on, my inner critic has been almost completely silent.
What? What?
Right.
Like, I want to know more.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
What's the deal?
It's so weird. Apparently, it's related to relationships.
Oh, wow. You know?
And like how I feel like I'm acting or not acting in a situation, whether I'm, you know, doing what I need to be with people, like how, you know, it's apparently my inner critic is apparently quite relational. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if I have that figured out, because it was a huge surprise to me the other day. Huh. But I just went, my inner critic is really quiet right now. And so whatever that is, I want to figure it out and they cannot go back to that when I'm with people face to face more again.
Yeah. You know, Holly, you have a book coming out just in a few weeks about being an introvert, and just be interesting to know if this ties into that at all.
I think it does. I actually had that thought. My book is The Powerful Purpose of Introverts, Why the World Needs You to Be You. Yeah. And I've had complete permission to be as much of an introvert as I want to be since this started.
Okay.
Like, no, I haven't done any group socializing in 2 months. I have not felt like, oh, everyone else is out there doing fun, exciting things, and I'd rather be home or, you know, any of those things. So I think that is a big part of it, is that I had all these expectations still, even after writing that book, even though I've come a long way about there are parts of me that maybe need to be different. So I think relating to who we are is like an onion. There's always another layer, but I am very curious about this one. Whatever it is, I want to keep it up.
Yeah. Wow. I don't want to go back to not appreciating people like my parents. Goodness, I miss them. I miss them so much. My dad is going to have surgery soon on his heart, and I can't see him. And so he lives about 2 hours away, which is nothing. It's just absolutely nothing for me to drive 2 hours. It's a blink. But this the pandemic has kept us at a distance because he was compromised and I was going through some breast cancer stuff. And like, I don't want to go back to thinking that I have all the time in the world to love my people, whether that's my friends or my family.
So, and thinking about what's going to help us not go back, that's such a loaded question. But what do you think, Holly's going to help you to not go back to the inner critic coming back when you're with your people?
Yeah, I don't know if I have that fully figured out.
Yeah.
But I think paying attention to what made us feel exhausted or experience shame and guilt or any of those emotions, yeah. I think those are signaling. I think the first question is just deciding, like, how do I know what I don't want to go back to?
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's places in my life where I suddenly feel lighter, you know, where I've been able to set something down that I didn't even realize I was carrying.
Yeah.
So maybe as we go back into this, we just sort of pay attention to that, that if all of a sudden we're going back to something and it feels really heavy,
yeah,
then maybe we pause and say, okay, is this something I really need to pick up again?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there are things we have to carry in life. That's a reality, you know,
yeah.
And I'm not talking about those because mm-hmm. we all have those. I'm talking about the things that we have put on ourselves that are not God's best for us.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you the dilemma that I feel even as you speak? Because I know you'll do it. I know you will. But this is the problem that so many of us have, is that we have these big crises, whether it's a health crisis or a global pandemic or whatever the crisis is, and we come to this realization that this thing is precious. Like, this thing has value in my life. But then, you know, and so we make all of these promises and all of these things. I'm never going to do this, and I'm never going back to that. And then 2 weeks later, there we are. We're back.
Yes.
You know, we've been sucked back into the vortex. And so, like, for me, hearing that, it's like, that sounds so good, and I want that for you, and I believe you're going to do that, Holly. But I also, as all of us are listening around this table, I think there's going to be people out there that are going to be like, yeah, I promised myself this, and I promised myself that. And then 2 weeks later, they're completely back where they were. And that, I hate that for us.
Well, what if we started extending ourselves grace? You know, it's the grace upon grace, like the layers to our personalities. What if we just keep giving ourselves grace until we, you know, it's, I feel like this time has been the biggest reset for me. And that is, we've had enough time to develop some better habits, right? So
yeah.
I feel like reset has been long enough to really see some things shift in my life that have been very good. So I wonder if just giving ourselves grace, that we don't keep putting that pressure on ourselves, because I think that that's where most of our lie is, the pressures that we put on ourselves as women. Don't you?
And the reason I brought this up, and maybe this is just me, so if this is just on Susie Eller, let's just throw it on me, and I'm glad to bear it. I feel like that sometimes in my life, I have made some beautiful promises without a plan. And I think that has come back to haunt me. And so, like, if I'm truly talking about not going back, for me, one thing that I can do is make a plan and make it realistic and just say, okay, here's some things that maybe I can do differently, but how can I do that?
Yeah. I think the reason a lot of us are realizing things we haven't before is because we have space in our lives for reflection.
Yeah.
And that's something we've got to build in when we go back to life as we knew it. So I would say, yes, like, you're going to need a block of time on your calendar every morning or every month, you know, whatever works for us, to evaluate and say, okay, because we are going to drift. That's just human nature.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think now we're going to recognize it, and we're going to know what it's like to not live that way. We'll know our way back home.
Mm.
And so I think saying, I'm going to commit to keeping up the habit of reflection after this is over is sort of what will make everything else fall, you know, be more likely to happen too.
Yeah. I was talking to my mom on the phone the other day, and my mom and dad are in their 80s, and mom's personality during this quarantine is she's reading psychology books and she's learning Spanish. And I love that so much. And mom never finished school when she was young because she was a young mama. And so to see her describing a whole of these things and learning and loving it so much brings me joy. But at the end of the call, she said, "Susie, we talked," and she told me the amount of time and the amount of seconds. And she said, "We talked this long. I can't believe it." She was telling me that because it brought her joy. And I thought, you know, sometimes I'm looking at it the other way. You know, we talked this amount of time and I have these other things to do. And yet I value her so much. But again, it's that pressure. And so this is a promise I'm making to myself. And I'm going to make a plan to follow through, is that I am going to see those precious moments as a huge positive, instead of thinking, oh no, now I'm going to have to squeeze in something else later. So like, you want to write bad emails to me and say, "Susie, you're, man, you shouldn't do that to your mom. You shouldn't have thought that way." But I think we all do. I think we all struggle like that sometimes with good things. My mom, my time with her is a good thing.
Right. I think in everyday life, the urgent is always the biggest enemy of the important.
Exactly.
Yes. And yeah. So we've gotten to experience what it's like to have not very much that's actually urgent.
Right.
What's been urgent has been staying at home and connecting with our people from afar.
Yeah.
And so, So I think just taking that forward and saying, I'm going to make that a new rhythm in my life.
Jennifer, you said when we were talking about this just one-on-one, you said, "I think we have more say than we realize."
Yes, absolutely. And so when I was thinking about certain steps, just you guys have helped me so much just in this time. So my eyes might look funny, but it's because I'm like learning so much right now. But just thinking that list, that pros and cons, what fills me up, what depletes me, and just have that before everything goes full blast ahead, and just to really gauge that better, because I don't think that I've been very good at that at all. So I think we do have more say, and I think that now is a time more than ever to take ownership and live the life that we so desperately want to live, and the life that God has given us the gift to live. So I just think it's really, really been eye-opening for me at so many things that I've worried about, that I wasted my time. And now that I have all this time, you know, to really reflect, it's just, I want to be different going into this. And I really believe I will be.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think that's a great next step, to do a pro-con list, literally write down and think through the different things in our lives. And I think too, giving everyone else in our life a pass to do that too.
Yeah.
Because we may have people who come to us and say, "You know what? I don't want to go back to that thing that I was a part of and that you were a part of, but I realized it's not what needs to be a priority in this season of my life."
Yeah.
And so I think being prepared to give other people permission to do this kind of work too, you know, like we can't demand that everyone else in our life go back to how things were when they may have had similar ahas.
Yeah. Well, and I think also giving grace for the fumbles on our way to the, you know, to this newness. Because when everything does go back to normal, and it will, the pressures will hit so hard from so many different directions. And, you know, even as I talked about my mom, it's not just with my mom. I love talking with my mom. It was with anything that took away from what I considered that was on my to-do list. And so just evaluating and saying, here I am this far along in my life, and I have the opportunity to learn to do something in a new way. And I'm probably going to fumble it a little bit, and it's not going to be perfect. I'm going to try. I am truly going to try, and I'm going to make it a priority. And if I fall and stumble, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to try again.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to acknowledge too that we're talking about things we don't want to go back to. A lot of people are not in a place where it's things they don't want to go back to. It's things that they can't go back to ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a job, or they've lost a loved one, or I've had some changes in my life that I feel grief about because of this, and I can't go back, even if I wanted to. And so I think that's the other piece, is realizing that anytime we go through a transition, grief is part of that process.
Yeah.
Even if we're excited that life is resuming, that we get to do whatever it is that we've been missing, that we are face to face with our people again, it's also okay to say, I feel some grief for what I don't get to go back to. That I feel grief so that our world is never going to be the same again.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about how to make the most of it, I also want to just acknowledge that it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing anytime you have to set things down.
Yeah.
So it's all right. Whatever feelings come out of that transition, grief, frustration, anger, whatever it is, those are okay too.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right. So next week, we're going to be talking about what does being close really mean? So tackle some relationship things.
I have a resource to share, which is my new Devo, Strong, Brave, Loved. And I think it's reassuring to me right now to know that no matter what happens with our external circumstances, our eternal identity is still the same, that we are still strong, we are still brave, we are still loved, that nothing that God says about us has changed. So if you or someone in your life needs some extra reassurance and security and courage for whatever is ahead, then Strong, Brave, Loved can help you have that. So friends, there is no going back. But whatever we are going forward into, we are glad that we get to do it with you.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.